welcome to the Talk with Tori podcast. I'm your host, Tori Jones, and I'm so glad that you're here. It's time to have some fun. On each episode, I will chat with a friend and we will share random life topics, tips and tricks, fun stories, and more serious stories filled with some real talk to make you laugh, maybe cry, make you think, but most of all, bring a smile to your face. We all have a story to share, so I hope you enjoyed this one. So grab your favorite Starbucks, a glass of wine, water, I don't care. You do you, girl, because it's time to peel back the layers and add a little spice to it. Hey, Brittany. Welcome to Talk with Tori.
Hi, Tori. How are you doing today?
Good, good. I'm so glad y'all are here, y'all. I'm so excited for y'all to get to chat with my friend Brittany. She is so full of life. We've known each other how long, Brittany? Years? Like three years?
Yeah,
years.
Years.
I mean, that's like crazy. Yeah. So crazy. And so we met actually at the Rodan and Fields convention and had so much fun. We went to a Denim and Diamonds party, danced, sat next to each other, and then just kind of collaborated about the business for the past few years and have just become friends and outside of business as well, and all the things. And y'all, she over the years has just shared with me her story about her life and some of the things she's gone through and how she's made that something that she can help people with. But I won't share everything with y'all because I want y'all to hear from her. So Brittany, if you'll tell us a little bit about you and where you are right now, maybe some about your background. And if you've got a funny story, fun fact, anything you want to share with all the people.
Oh, goodness. I'm sure I've got many. But first of all, Tori, I just want to say I'm so honored that you
picked
me for this. And I'm just so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Like, grow leaps and bounds since I've met you in your career. And like, when you have something that you set your mind to, you just like get after it. So I'm just so proud of you. I'm so honored to be here today. So a little bit about me. I am from Findlay, Ohio, is where I was born. So I am a Buckeye by birth, but we moved around quite a bit as a kid. I lived in Indiana for a while, and then I moved to Piatone, Illinois, when I was in junior high. So I am the oldest of three girls.
Wow.
Yeah. So that is a lot of fun and probably explains a lot of our family dynamic. I am an expert at braiding hair.
I love that. You'll have to teach me. I mean, obviously I'm having a boy, so I'm not having a girl, but like, I always wanted to be good at braiding hair and my mom could never French braid. And so I've like, that's going to be one of the things I learn on maternity leave, how to French braid my own hair.
Oh my gosh, you can do it. It's, yeah, I used to braid like my whole basketball team's hair and the volleyball team's hair on the buses and, you know, all the things. So, but it's kind of funny because my fun fact is that I was like the biggest tomboy growing up. I never did my own hair. I never wore makeup. And my favorite outfit that I wore like any special day was my Michael Jordan jersey. It was back when the Bulls were like, you know, the Bulls. And I bought a Michael Jordan jersey with my babysitting money. It was like the first big purchase I made. And so that was my my favorite outfit of shorts.
I love that. Okay, well, this is funny. So my husband, when I first met him, you know, he's from the Midwest. He's from Illinois. And my friends, he's come a long way, you know, being in the South for 8 years. But when I first started dating him, my friends were like, okay, how would you like describe him? Like, what is he like? You know, like a lot of them had only dated like Southern guys, you know, you kind of date people where you're from, you know? And I was like, well, he wears a lot of Jordan tennis shoes. And so now that we're having a boy, like he's obsessed with getting like the jerseys, the Jordan tennis shoes. I was like, our boy is literally going to dress in a jersey. And I'm like all into like the Southern things, like, you know, like the little cute little one piece outfits with like the little stuff. And he's like, yeah, none of the babies up there dress like that. We're going to have a mix over here. So I love that. Well, and you're married with two kids. How old are your kids?
Yes, they're 8 and 9.
Wow.
Each, so
The dream. Everyone wants one of each. So I guess, I don't know what people want. But yes, how long have you been married?
So we're actually having our 12th anniversary this Sunday. So It's been a journey. It's been wonderful. I was just planning a little date for us actually before I hopped on here.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, y'all, Brittany's story is amazing. I mean, like, just like you were so sweet saying all that. But I'm proud of her too, y'all. I mean, this girl, I tell her all the time, cause we talk on Marco Polo a lot. And I'm like, I don't see how you do it all. Like, you have like all the jobs, all the things and all the projects, but everything you do kind of runs together with passion and making women feel more confident in who they are, whether it is like, tell them where all you work, working at a boutique. That is like the coolest thing. I would probably be in debt instead of making money there, because all I would do is buy clothes.
Yeah, it's a really fun job. So I work at Evereve as a community outreach leader. So it's a small chain. They've got about 100 stores nationwide, but I just do their marketing and their event planning. So I work from home and then I go into the store once a week too. So that is something I've tacked on the past, you know, since COVID kind of people started shopping again, I started doing that. But I've been doing my Rodan and Fields business for going on 6 years now. Wow. And then I've recently gotten involved with nutritional coaching. So, I am a teacher by trade, actually, though. I went to college for social studies, high school. So I taught secondary social studies, all the electives, all the things, for 10 years. And I coached basketball and track and cross country. So I was like married to the school for a long time.
I love that. Well, I love how like you're doing different things, because I think that that's so relevant too to a lot of our listeners. You think you have to like do this one thing for the rest of your life. But let's be real, I'm only 30 and I think about what I thought I wanted to be or do. It just, things shift and things change. But y'all, today she's really going to share with us about a requested topic and then something she's newly doing, but something that's been a part of her life, a part of her journey for her whole life. So Brittany, if you'll walk us through your personal journey and kind of your history with obesity and how that's shaped your life and what that's looked like.
Absolutely. So sometimes I forget that people don't know that I was overweight at one point.
I had no idea until you told me.
Right. So it's been a journey. And so I was obese as a child, probably around the preteen years, I really started gaining a lot of weight and I was an emotional eater. So we had a lot of stressful things going on in my household. We had divorce, we had death of my grandparents. And so I turned to food, as many people do, as I've learned. And so I really struggled with that. And so I got up to over 250 pounds when I was in high school. And so I really remember myself when I think back to those times of asking myself, like, or wondering, will someone ever want to kiss me? Will someone ever want to marry me? Like, that's how low my self-esteem was, that I didn't think that I was lovable. And so it's hard to think back at that version of myself. But I know also that that version of myself really counted on her friends and teachers and the people around her to build me up, you know? And so I gained my confidence from others instead of from myself, which I've learned to do now. But I was always involved in sports. And so that kind of gave me confidence in my own way of just being good at something. But I really struggled with the weight loss and having my own self-esteem. So when I moved away to college is actually when I started losing weight. I think it was just removing myself from the stressors of my home life and presenting myself with new opportunities. It sounds silly, but I actually worked at Subway in college. And so would always eat the free meal when I was there, and I would graze on like cucumbers and tomatoes if I got hungry, you know. And then I started running competitively in college. So, you know, in high school, I was great at basketball and volleyball, but I was too big. No colleges were going to recruit me because of my health status. So I missed that competitive piece when I went to college. And so I started running, and then I was able to get into intramurals and become active that way.
I love that. Well, I love that you talked about just how gaining that confidence and probably looking back, like, oh, it just breaks your heart when you think about, will anyone kiss me? Will anyone love me? But I always think like that's a struggle everybody has, no matter what your weight is. And I think it's so important to, as you grow up, to find ways to love yourself. And I think that that's when really cool that you said that, like, over the years you've been able to find that, but it did, it wasn't something that just came naturally for you. And then making a change, doing running and doing different things. And also loved how you were so active, yet you still had that obesity as part of your life. So sometimes you do have to make those adjustments. So you talked about losing weight once you got to college. Will you tell us about the journey of your weight loss? You know, the ups and downs. And because I know with weight loss and health, it's not always just this upward journey. There's a lot of hard times. There's a lot of gaining weight back or losing this or, you know, and all the maybe struggles you've had, but also some of the personal growth that you've had along the way with all of these years of making changes.
Yeah. So, I probably had the hardest transition when I left college because, you know, in college I had my meal plan with my card and I could go and there was salad bars and things that were fresh and available to me. And I transitioned to working really long hours. I went at age 21, I was a high school teacher and coaching sports. So, and I was on my own budget. So I had to grocery shop for myself. I had to pack my lunches. I had to learn to eat out on the go. And so I gained a little bit of weight back when I first started teaching. And that was hard. Just, you know, your friends still want to go out and drink on a Friday night and stay up late. And you have a hard time kind of like acclimating back to like a normal adult schedule, you know,
yeah,
transitioning from college.
How much weight did you lose in college?
So I lost about 50 pounds, probably wow, 60 pounds. So I got down to about a size 12 and I was like a size 20. So I felt pretty, you know, I felt good about myself. And people had asked me like, what are you doing? And people had even like rumored that I was doing it the wrong way and, you know, which can be hurtful too. But I got down to about a size 12. And then when I met my husband, he really helped me to love myself more because he showed me such love, you know, and he didn't see like a number on the scale or a size, you know. And so I say I lost my happy weight with him because I just like lost the stress of like being worried about counting calories and things like that. And he and I would do dates where we would take spin classes and then, you know, and go on walks and like, just, he encouraged that healthy lifestyle for me. So I continued to drop weight. When we got married, I was probably like 100, I don't know the number, it doesn't matter, but I was probably like a size 8, you know, and felt pretty confident in my skin. But then you have babies, as you know, you're going through right now and your body changes.
Oh yeah.
And then when you have the babies, you have zero time to do anything for yourself. So there was a long period where I didn't work out for several years, you know? And so that was hard for me. So I found myself, living on coffee and not eating enough calories. And just like my, you know, later down the road, my nutrition coach called me skinny fat because I was like depleting my body and not taking care of myself because I was too worried about everything else, which is okay, you know, for a time, to turn to your kids when they're that little. But it wasn't until I started staying home from teaching and being with my kids full time that I started to really once again focus on myself and my own personal health.
Awesome. I just love that your husband just made you feel so good in your own skin. And, you know, we have a lot of young listeners that listen to this. And I think that's so important that you find someone that just makes you feel good about who you are, like just the inside. And I think a lot of times you think you have to meet that person in college or in high school or right after college. And it doesn't always happen that way, you know, and just waiting for that right person. And so quite the journey. I mean, I admire all that you went through for that strength. So tell us how you've now made this a lifestyle and maintained a good weight and maintained healthiness, and maybe some personal recommendations that you have for people listening to this that are either struggling with obesity or they might just want to get more in shape and have a healthier lifestyle and be able to maintain that.
Yeah. So let me just kind of tell you how I came about to meet my friend and nutritional coach, Nina, because that's really the person who kind of changed my perspective on nutrition and on food and having a healthy relationship with food. Because when you have been overweight like that before, food is almost like the enemy. You know, it's seen as like calories. Oh no, fat. Yeah. Oh no, carbohydrates. Like, right? You just have this like struggle that like eating is going to make you gain weight, you know? And so, I mean, I went through the cycles of probably disordered eating where I would like not eat all day and then eat one big meal at the end of the day and then feel guilty about it and like starve myself the next morning. You know, it was like just a horrible cycle. But what got me to crack that was I actually saw a girlfriend at the gym and she and I had done all of these same workout classes. She had little kids like me. And all of a sudden she just looked incredible. Like she looked toned. She had muscular arms. Like she looked happy. And I said to her, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I haven't seen you in a while. You look amazing. And she said, it's my food. It's my food. And so I'm like, tell me all about it. And so she met with a nutritional coach who calculated what she should be eating and looked at her, you know, how much she was working out. And I'm like, sign me up. So I did the same thing. And I learned that I was way under eating for what my daily activity was. And I was working out way too much. And a lot of it was too much cardio too. I was really pushing myself to the max. Which I mean, a lot of working out is emotional too. And it's your mental health. You need that. But I learned that I don't need to work out 6 days a week. I can do the same in 4 days a week. And I started integrating weight training. And so I lost about 17 pounds on, this 90-day program.
In 90 days?
90 days. Yeah. And so I was eating more and working out less. And I feel, and I've maintained this now for about 2 years. And so, it's just created with me. There's no guessing game with what works, you know? And I always tell people every diet works, every single diet works, keto works, Whole 30 works, not eating. Yeah, it'll work. Right. But what is sustainable for a long time? And it's really looking at your overall health, not pounds on a scale, you know? And so that's what I learned with it. So, I'm just very excited to share what I've learned with others because it's made me so much happier and healthier and has given me such self-confidence that I just want to spread the word about it.
Yeah. So like talking about eating more, I mean, I love how you talked about that. Like you're eating more, working out less. I agree with that. You think if you work out more and you eat less, you're going to lose, but a lot of times you look better when you weigh more. It's like so interesting. So what kind of foods do you eat? And I mean, I see your post. It actually looks very tasty.
It is, you know, so first of all, I cook a lot. So it is a lot of labor of love with meal prepping when you eat really clean foods. But it doesn't have to taste bad, you know? So we calculate macronutrients. So it's a balance of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. So you really don't have a ton of restrictions, but, I make, you know, eggs and oatmeal every morning. I do smoothies. I do chicken salads. I do burgers. I do sandwiches with two pieces of bread. I mean,
wow.
I know. So it's, some people have a hard time wrapping their mind around eating two pieces of bread in one meal when I tell them, you know, but it's just giving your body wholesome calories in a well-balanced way to fuel yourself, basically to turn your metabolism on, you know, because for years my metabolism was shut down because I was under eating. And so, it's just fueling your body to build muscle, to build lean muscle tissue and to burn fat.
So what makes you so passionate about sharing it with others? I mean, through your personal story, through all this, like what has made you want to become a nutrition coach, a nutritionist, and be able to help other people through this?
You know, I started when I see people, and I think COVID had a lot to do with it. I had gone a long stretch of time without seeing people in person. And so it was quite a transformation for me when people saw me out and about, you know, for the first time, they're like, oh my God, what are you doing? You know? And I was like, oh, they're noticing, like I look different, you know? And so I started bringing referrals to my girlfriend and telling them and just sharing what I was doing. And she said, Brittany, like, this is awesome, but I can't keep up. Like I need another me to do this. Or was that something you would consider? And I said, you know, I feel like it kind of pulls together all of my strengths in a way of looking at giving women self-confidence, my own struggles, my own journey, and really teaching and coaching, which is what I did, you know, before kids, to help people be the best version of themselves. So in the short amount of time I've started this, it's become so rewarding. And the relationships I've built with strangers and been able to help them on their journey and understand what food can do for them has been incredible.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I think that's cool. And I think seeing your results and seeing how you've been able to maintain, I always think that's the hardest thing with like diets is, you know, you think you see people lose all this weight and then you're like, how are they going to keep up with that? Or like, how would I ever be able to keep up with that? Because like you said, like life happens, but like this seems very sustainable. So will you tell people exactly how they could use your services, but also exactly what you will walk people through if they were to contact you to work with you? Like, do you tell them what to eat? Do you tell them just ideas of what to eat? How do you kind of keep people on track?
Yeah, absolutely. So the business that I work for is called Rock Body, like R-O-C-C-B-O-D-Y. And you can find us on Facebook or on my Instagram at BK Domzel. But Rock Body is, we basically have different levels of your commitment. You know, we have a 21-day program where we give meal plan ideas, but you kind of create your own custom meal plans and we give workout suggestions. And then we have a 90-day program where it's a lot more customized, where we meet with you, you know, and we calculate your macronutrients, we calculate your calories in, and we help you to build that that meal plan for you. And then we also have like accountability groups that go along with that. So there's different levels of what your comfort is with getting involved, but ultimately that is kind of what we provide. And yeah, it's really exciting. I'm officially coming on board July 1st. We're going to be rolling it out, a new website, and my pictures will be on it. So we've been taking this month to kind of get everything in line with the online program so that we're ready to rock and roll soon.
Oh my God, rock and roll, no pun intended. Yeah. Okay. Well, Brittany, this is awesome. I mean, how incredible all that you've gone through. And I just think you have such a story of it's never too late, or like just because what your life was doesn't have to be what your life is. And it does take a lot of work, but it's worth the work. I admire people so much that like you, just like you said with COVID, you see people and you're like, oh my gosh, like what on earth? Now people are doing a different reaction for me right now. They're like, oh, whoa. So except like, I felt like I didn't have a bump. I just had like pudge for so long. And then like last week, it was like one day I was like, oh, there's like something there that people can see. So it's totally different, but I know, you know, it's definitely worth the journey. So is there anything else you want to share with the listeners before we have some fun?
I think the most important thing to know is that it's never too late to start your health journey. I am about to be 39 and I feel the healthiest.
You look amazing.
Best, thank you, that I've ever felt in my life. And this is, I mean, I've played all the sports, worked out all the time. But I think it also comes with just having a confidence and knowledge and understanding of myself too. So, you know, I think you can start at any time. It's never too late.
I totally agree. I think so often we're like, oh, my body will never be back to what it was. Or I always like make the excuse, I'll never be as skinny as I was in high school and college. But like, it's not even about being that skinny. It's just about being that healthy. And so I appreciate that, Brittany. And so let's have some fun. I'm going to ask you the question that I ask every one of our guests on Talk with Tori. And it's everyone's favorite because it's where we learn all the goodies. So tell us three of your current favorites, must-haves, recommendations you think all the people need to know.
Okay, so if you follow me, or you know this, Tori, just from seeing me, I cook all the time and I am the queen of kitchen gadgets. I love my air fryer, my Instapot, like all the things. But my absolute favorite is the Anova Sous Vide.
Oh my gosh, never heard of it.
Oh, okay, good. So my uncle, who is a firefighter, got me this as a housewarming present a couple of years ago, and it was the best thing ever. And basically he got it at the firehouse because they could cook like 10 to 12 steaks in a cooler. using water all at the same time. And if they had a call, they could leave and come back. And basically it boils the water to a specific temperature, and the meat or eggs or anything you can cook to that specific temperature. And all you do is you take it out of the water when you're ready, and you sear it and you serve it. So I do this with pork loins, steak. I do chicken, like 4 pounds of chicken once a week, and you leave it on your countertop, and it's Bluetooth. And so you can cook while you're running your errands in the evening. It's incredible.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to get this. This is a good idea for my husband. He's like so into like meats and veggies, and that just seems so easy.
It's the easiest thing ever. And it's so healthy. You use zero oil. You're literally just boiling, like, you know, chicken is 160 degrees. So you put it in a pot and you boil it in water at 160 degrees, and you could cook it for 12 hours and it will not overcook. It is like my game changer. So when I do meal prep, that is like what I use.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go buy one like yesterday. And so what's your next one?
So during COVID, my gym friendships were stripped away from me, and I had a really hard time with that. And so I started doing the Peloton app at home, and I don't have a Peloton tread or bike, but I do have a treadmill. And so I started following Jess Sims boot camps, and it is a combo of treadmill and then weight training. And it's something different that you can't even do at the gym. It's like 10 minutes on the tread, 10 minutes on the floor with weights. And it felt like I was part of a community. It held me accountable. And she's just super inspirational. She's a former teacher and basketball player too, so maybe that's why I love her. But she is like my favorite trainer. But the Peloton app is like $12 a month. It's awesome.
Everyone loves them some Peloton.
Oh yeah,
that is like the thing. But I mean, everyone that uses the Peloton looks dang good. So it's a good thing. I actually haven't gotten into the Peloton thing because I work out at a gym that doesn't have Pelotons. But I definitely feel like the Peloton app is awesome. So tell us what your last one is.
All right. So my last one, and this is like, I'm sure most people already do this, but I am an Instacart junkie. I order my groceries online. So I don't know if you guys do that, or you can do grocery pickup, but I'm all about time management in my world, especially as I've talked about all of my jobs and things going on and kids and everything. So I order Instacart groceries, and it saves your list, and they deliver it to your house. And then it helps me with all of my meal planning and prepping and not buying the extra things at the grocery store that aren't on your list, like the Oreos or the Lay's potato chips. You know, it kind of keeps you in your zone of what you actually need. So I utilize that a lot for groceries and for meal prepping.
That's so smart. I mean, people swear by Instacart. Like, I would be totally fine. See, I used to do like Walmart pickup or, you know, whatever pickup. But my husband loves grocery shopping. He loves it. I hate it, so I don't go. But he like loves picking out the stuff and doing everything. But when I have the baby, I think we'll be Instacarting all the time. Or maybe he'll go to the grocery because he'll want to get away from us. But anyways, so yes, well, I have loved this so much, Brittany. You just are the best. And I know so many people will benefit from the Rock Body and from you and from this encouraging story that it's never too late to feel your best.
Thanks, Tori, for chatting with me. I love talking with you today.
It was great. Okay, thanks, girl.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye. If our episode today touched you, inspired you, or brought you some good laughs, we would be honored if you subscribed to the Talk with Tori podcast and left us a quick review. This will give others who are scrolling through the podcast apps the ability to find us. Please share this with all the people in your life so more friends can hear our stories. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope this episode brought you joy, love, and spice.